What's up? Happy 81-23 day.
It's the big day.
It is. We are
teenagers.
Yeah,
we've
been a band for 13 years.
I'm not a teenager anymore.
But. We just will begin this by saying we are currently at the 81-23 shop getting prepped for the festivities of the day. So you're gonna hear things in the background like you just did. You're gonna hear maybe some secret information in the background or things like that. So
keep your ears peeled.
Yeah.
And also this is probably the only time we've done a podcast and then put it out like this quickly.
Instantly. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess about a specific thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So this will be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we just wanted to talk about all things 81-23 and what the day means and why we do it, you know. So with 81-23 Fest being, you know, every other year, 81-23 Fest is kind of the ultimate celebration of the band. And, you know, we began it on the 10th anniversary of the band and... but then we got sad the year after because we didn't have a party, you know.
Yeah.
So
and that festival is too much to do every year.
Yeah. So 81-23 day began. Which,
we wanted to throw another party for ourselves.
Yeah, which, you know, it's kind of more of a online party. Except for this year, we're adding some in person events with the emo night tonight and the. Meet and greet at the shop. So
yeah,
that'll be fun on a nice rainy day in Arizona.
Yeah, I gotta get our emo set together.
Yeah, we gotta work on what we're gonna play.
Yeah.
So
well, it's kind of funny. Did I talk about how I found old hard drives on the last podcast?
No.
So on the last like a week ago, I found like six. Old hard drives that I thought were gone, and it has stuff from like the first tour and our first time going overseas and all. And so I'm like putting everything together right now, like so we can at some point like be able to go through and post more stuff. But so I've been having a long couple days of living in the past.
Yeah,
the past 13 years on the computer and watching old videos, and I'm like, holy shit, I forgot we did that, and like finding like weird version. Like I found the first time I found a live version of My Heroine, the first time we ever played it in Australia.
Yeah, and we opened the show with a song that people hadn't ever heard before, which was kind of our thing back then. There were like three different songs we did. We opened with My Heroine before we put it out. We opened with the song called. Last Dance, and we opened with Good Love.
Yeah, I found all those
crazy.
Yeah. And then one on the Never Shout tour for the first like 2 days, we opened with a song that none of us can remember
that we just wrote like right before that, and
we're like, let's play it. And then
we did it for like four shows, and then we're like, yeah,
but I have no idea what that song sounds like.
Yeah,
like not even a little bit. So yeah. Maybe in one of these videos, I'll be able to find it.
Yeah,
but
I hope so.
Yeah, so I've been living the last 13 years for the last few days, yeah. And then today is the peak of that.
Does 13 years to you feel like a long time? Like when you hear the number and you think we've been a band for 13 years?
That feels like a long time for sure. Because then it's like almost pretty soon it's creeping to like half my life pretty soon in the next few years. So... it's definitely fucking, that's crazy.
Yeah. It's wild.
Well, I told my dad that at dinner on Sunday, and he was like, I just saw his head be like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it's such a wild, it's such a long time.
Yeah.
But it hasn't felt what I would think 13 years has felt like, but.
No. But, I think, you know, the big thing with wanting to do something called 81-23 Day to celebrate everyone is because, you know, I think ideally we have this thought every day, but this day in particular, it's, you know, wanting to say thank you to everyone that supports what we do so that we can do this for 13 years and we can do it for another, you know, 13 years. And we are constantly reminded of that, you know, every single day when, you know, people come to the shows or listen to the music, or, you know, we hang out with everyone. So, I think, it's good to take a day to reflect on that, you know, and, I think it's kind of cool that, like, maybe our little community has its own holiday, you know, like, people get excited for Christmas, and I get excited for 8123 Day and 8123 Fest Day.
So. Yeah. The reason it's today is because of the first show.
Yeah.
What do you remember most of that day?
Well, I remember it being much like this. It was cold and dark.
It snowed.
And it snowed, yeah.
And which it doesn't do in Phoenix ever.
And
I think that's when I knew. I was like, this is special.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a weird thing to happen.
I just remember feeling like something was different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd been in bands for so long, and it was cool and exciting, but it never really felt like something that was maybe going to become our life. And not that I could have had guessed that it would be anything remotely as insane as it has been, but, you know, you just kind of knew that something good was happening.
Yeah.
And it was the first time it really felt like that. Like, it was like people never really, like, heard our old band's songs and really, like, had much to say.
Yeah.
Like, what was it like?
Well, yeah, there was an anticipation for us playing at the first show.
Yeah, like, it wasn't like people heard our old bands were, like,
blown away.
Those are great. You know, it was like people just kind of say, like, that, cool.
Yeah, that thing where it's like, oh, that's cool. But, like,
this was like,
it's a different thing, like, when people aren't bullshitting you.
And they wanted to listen to it. Like, they wanted to have them themselves so they could put on their iPod and listen to it.
Yeah.
So, that certainly felt different.
For sure. I remember it snowing. I remember, do you remember sitting in, I think it might have been your Jeep.
No, I had a black red Explorer.
Yeah. We might have been in your car before, and I remember just, like, sitting there, and it was weird because you and me were really close.
Yeah.
And Ryan coming to the band was, like, kind of a quick thing into it. We didn't really know Alex, and you knew John, I knew John a little bit.
Yeah.
So it was like sitting in this, like, this car before our first show with half of it, like, you don't really know the person.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's really funny to think about, like,
wow,
how, because all the other bands before is like, oh, we were all really good friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then this one's like, you're sitting with a couple of people you don't know all that well, and you're about to do something that, like, is about to change your life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just a nerve-wracking thing when you're doing something like that for the first time, you know, playing a show with a band for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And it's like, there was a record label guy there. You know, there was a guy from a record label in the crowd. It's the first time that had really ever happened. And so that just added this pressure of, like, oh god, we better not fuck it up. And then
we did.
Instantly I felt like, oh god.
We let it down. Yeah.
This isn't going well. I mean, I remember being, like, pretty bummed after the show.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
I mean, I don't remember my actual thought, but, like, didn't go how I thought.
Not, like, discouraged, like, we're not gonna make this happen, but just like, yeah, okay. We need to work on some things.
Yeah.
And we did, and the second show was much better.
What was the second show?
Well, we ended up doing a random show at the clubhouse with the Ataris, but that was like a last minute thing.
Is that technically the second one?
Yeah. And then we played at what our second show was supposed to be, and what ended up being our third was with A Change of Pace and
Last
Call for Camden at the venue of Scottsdale.
That one was so much better.
That one went like really well, actually.
Yes. I remember that.
We were a totally different band.
Yeah.
You know, it was like in the matter of like a month, maybe, yeah, 2 months, like it totally changed. So,
yeah. Yeah. Definitely did. That show was awesome.
And, I think kind of like reflecting back on all the things that we've done over the past 13, you know, years, there's been so many different things, you know. Can you name a tour that would be your favorite or a show?
Tour. I'm going to go tour because show would, well, I guess technically they're both the same thing.
Yeah, but I don't know if there's one particular one, like, you know, that.
I remember just having so much fun on the 8123 tour.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not every day you just travel around the United States with all of your best friends.
Yeah.
That one was like really, really cool. And like, it felt like we just put Forever Halloween out. And so it was like, it felt like, oh, people are still with us. And, on a record that was, you know, maybe a little left to center for people, like, but playing like Love and Drugs and stuff for the first time and people reacting, I thought was, awesome. So tour wise, that one, show the fests, but like, other than like that,
could you pick a fest? Which,
The second one, weather, just because the weather was better. The first one was insane. I don't know. That's hard. Cause now I'm thinking back. I'm like, the first one was like, oh fuck, we did it, and it worked. Yeah.
Second one's like, oh wow, this is way bigger and better.
Yeah. The first one, like, I remember. I don't feel like we played as well for some reason. I could be wrong, but I think just the anticipation of that day was like so much that I just don't even remember much of the show.
Practiced a lot for the second one.
Yeah. I just thought we were just played better.
Yeah.
So I think I'll go with the second one. What about you?
I don't know. It's so hard. I really, this is a random show, but there was just something about it that I really liked. The Christmas show we did with All Time Low, the rave.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about, like, you know, headlining shows are kind of like obvious that it might be really good.
Yeah.
Whereas something like that, where you're opening for somebody, not always guaranteed to be as good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember us coming off after that set and being just like really surprised and really happy with how awesome it was.
Yeah, no, that show was awesome. And yeah, especially because we hadn't played with them in a while.
Yeah.
And not really knowing how it was going to go.
Yeah.
And I mean, that room is just so cool to play.
Yeah.
And like it was like around Christmas time, so it was like sending the year off in a good way. Yeah, no, that show was awesome. Also, Orlando Sad Summer was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite shows ever.
Yeah.
There's something about when it's raining, and like, and not all the time it goes like this, but if it's raining and people are just down, makes something like
Warp Tour in Buffalo, where we added in Ice Cave at the end because it started raining.
Yeah, but like, and there was like 40 people watching us, but it was still fucking awesome.
Something
about a rainy show. Like, have you seen that video, Goo Goo Dolls?
Yeah,
in Buffalo. Yeah. That one's just like, I don't know how you watch it and like, this is the coolest thing.
What's your favorite piece of content that we've done, video or anything in that kind of a range?
I miss the flip. The Buzznet phone.
Okay.
No, actually, that was cool. Like, for the time, that awesome. Changed everything. Yeah. Like, the way we make things today. And, I mean, it was so ahead of its time in the way it was able to do that. That was so cool.
Yeah.
Now it's just the thing people do every day. Yeah. But it was like an Instagram before an Instagram.
Yeah.
Just, I guess for the time of that, that was pretty cool. And you were just on it, like, you were so good at it.
I'm gonna go with my favorite piece of content is Miserable Youth. I don't know. There was just something about, like, documenting in long form, you know, what we're making, you know, the making of an album.
Yeah.
And really, like, showing the beauty of the place that we were and the how hard it is to make an album and not, like, condensed into, like, 5-minute little things. You know, it's really, it was, like, showing everything.
Well, you see the ups
and downs.
Yeah, like, there's moments that where you could tell that we're fucking bummed.
Yeah.
And then there's times when it's 1 a.m. and we're like, yeah! We're, like, jumping up and down. Yeah. I mean, Lupe did such an amazing job with that. And, like, for the first time ever doing anything like that, he just did so well.
Yeah.
I'll probably 6 months ago, I went back and watched some of those and I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, just thinking about if my favorite band did stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for bands doing that, but
yeah. So
not always the case.
I think we may have to bring something like that back. I like the idea of doing more like long form documentary type thing. So
yeah, I mean, just knowing how difficult it, because I used to edit a lot of the stuff. Yeah. It's hard. It's really hard, and especially to make like an arc.
Yeah.
He did really well. And those are they're fun to watch. You didn't say what your favorite tour was.
You said favorite tour. Obviously there's something like going back in the past, things feel more like there's like the nostalgic factor about it. So it's that it adds to it, you know. But maybe An Evening with the Main, just being our first headliner ever. I mean, I remember just having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then I remember I like pretty carefree for the most part.
It just definitely has that feeling.
Yeah.
It's like this. It's like the fest too. Like the first one, not knowing that something's gonna work, and then it does, and like that tour ended up being huge.
Yeah.
I definitely had that feeling though of like, oh, we did it, and like after the first show, and it went so well, I was like, oh, and then like the rest just felt like it like was hassle free and like cool,
just fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think. Those are my faves, but I just want to say thank you to everybody that supports this, supports 8123. We have a big announcement on the 8123 Instagram, so go and check that.
Wait, I want to ask you something.
Yeah,
I won't know, but this is just for you.
Okay,
what's your favorite merch item we've ever made?
Oh man. I'm taking a look around the shop to see if I can be inspired by anything.
I don't know if anyone can
Tim
hear that.
Said the 8123 backpack, which is nice.
It is nice. I have mine with me right now.
It's a fantastic item. I gotta go. I mean, a lot of the like bundle packages I think are cool. I thought the maybe the Rhodes book.
I knew you were gonna say that. I didn't know it before, but I saw it in your eyes. You're like, maybe, and I was like, he's gonna say Rhodes.
The Rhodes.
Because I was gonna say the same thing.
Yeah, it's just there's so much in there, and you know, that's something that's going to be so great to look at down the line.
And
so,
you know, you're going to show your daughter, and she's like, yeah, "Are you smoking?" And you're like, oh, "What?" That's gonna be fun.
I don't smoke. Wait, is there a picture of me in there?
Yes. I think, smoking weed? I think you have the most.
Oh, yeah.
Which is very funny to think about.
Yeah. Like the 12 times in my life that I've smoked weed were all caught in the book. Yeah.
All documented by Dirk. Yeah.
So, yeah. Sad. But, well, thank you guys. Happy 8123 day. I can't wait for this year. And, you know, we're working on lots of things, and we've been in the studio a little bit, working on some stuff, having fun, just messing around. And
yeah, it's cool. We're in that process that it's so early on something, but it's that the same thing. Whenever something's carefree and you're just kind of like without a purpose, that's usually when stuff really cool happens. Yeah. And I think we're in that headspace right now. Yeah. So,
and then European, UK, the Mirror Tour is coming your way soon. So get your tickets for that. Come party with us. It'll be the last Mirror Tour ever.
And then, yeah, well, maybe. Maybe it'll be like people are going to...
Maybe in 10 years from now.
They're going to be like, bring back the mirror, the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm Roger Waters.
We'll do the 10-year anniversary of the Mirror Tour.
I doubt that happens. But hey, who knows?
Maybe.
If the people want it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys. We'll be back. We'll be back with another podcast later this week, probably. So we love you. Thanks for listening. Rockin'. Happy 8123 day.